We're very pleased to be here for the American Family Insurance Dream Drive formal opening today. And we've got a few speakers that will be introduced. And at the very end, we'll formally open by cutting the ribbon. And to get things started, I'd like to introduce Packers President and CEO, Mark Murphy. Mark?
Thank you, Aaron. I'd also like to welcome everybody and thank everybody for coming out. It's a great setting here with this is, I think, the youngest crowd that we've ever had. But it's great to see here everybody, hear everybody early for training camp practice. Couldn't have asked for a nicer day. We're excited to kick off the second year of the Dream Drive with American Family Insurance. You know, I just quickly want to give special thanks to American Family Insurance. They've just been great partners, and particularly Dan Kelly, who's here with us today. You know, last year kind of really highlighted it when we opened the American Family Insurance gate. I think that's been a great addition to Lambeau Field. And this is another example of how American Family Insurance has been great to work with. This, they've really showed commitment to one of, I think, one of the great traditions in all of professional sports, and certainly one of our most beloved traditions, that of our players riding bikes during training camp. Now, we've got our team historian right here, Cliff Crystal. So he's done some research on this. And he has a picture from 1961. This is the earliest photo we have of a player riding a bike and wrote about it on Packers.com recently. So it's a wonderful tradition. It goes back to the Lombardi era and just the connection. To me, it personifies the connection that the Packers have with our community. And today, Dream Drive has become a fixture at training camp and enhances the fan experience, particularly for these younger fans behind me. And, you know, for us, we're a community-owned team, and community is really first and foremost to us. And obviously, younger people and younger kids are an important part of Packers family, which is why the Packers and American Family Insurance have partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay for Dream Drive. Each day of each one of our practice days, children from the local Boys and Girls Club will ride to practice on a Dream bike with a Packers player. And really excited. I think this Dream Drive can help the kids feel even a bigger part of training camp. And we look forward to this summer and this very, very unique Packers experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. And next up from our great partner, American Family Insurance, is Dan Kelly. He's the CFO and treasurer. Dan?
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here at the start of training camp again this year. This marks the second year of American Family's renewed partnership as the official insurance partner of the Green Bay Packers. And this partnership is truly unique, not only because American Family and the Packers are homegrown icons in the state of Wisconsin, but also because of the community values, the local relationships that we maintain, the shared passion for dreams that are at the heart of our two organizations. American Family encourages the pursuit of dreams and to be associated with the Packers, their fans, their community. Lambeau Field is truly a rewarding experience. Today we're here to celebrate Dream Drive, a great Packer tradition, as Mark said, and unveil the newest bike to the Dream Fleet. American Family's Dream Fleet consists of 5 custom-designed bikes with sidecars. The bikes feature creative and fun themes that honor Wisconsin's rich heritage. We are retiring one from last year. The Log Cabin Cruiser is no longer with us. We've retired that bike, so hopefully you're not looking for that one today. But I do think that you'll really like the new bike that we are introducing today. We are proud to present the Towser Transmitter. How's that for a name? A celebration of former Packer and current American Family brand ambassador Mark Towser and his evolving dreams as he goes from the football field to the broadcasting booth. And I know I enjoy his broadcasts on the radio. I hope many of you do as well. I'm also hoping we can get Mark on this bike today. What do you guys think? I guess the pressure's on you now, Mark. Watch for all 5 of these bikes this morning as they cruise down up and down Dream Drive. After watching the players and the kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay ride to practice, be sure to stop by the Dream Zone, which is located in the Tundra Tailgate Zone right behind you, where you can toss a football, measure your vertical leap, and even practice a Lambo leap, among many fun activities that are available in the Dream Zone. We hope you enjoy your day as another Packer season is getting underway. And please join us at 11 o'clock in the Dream Zone. Mark Towser is going to give a short presentation about dreams and achieving dreams, and then he's going to have a Q&A to participate in. So on behalf of American Family Insurance, thank you. Dream fearlessly, and of course, Go Pack Go. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dan. And as Dan referred to, next up we're going to hear from former Packers great, Wisconsin alum, and one-time bike rider here at training camp, Mark Towser. Mark?
Well, I want to thank the Packers and American Family Insurance for including me in this great, one of the longest standing training camp traditions, and just how honored and fortunate I am to be a part of it. I grew up in the state of Wisconsin, and I look out and I see a lot of the young kids. I grew up on a farm, and I can remember the days watching, unfortunately, in the 80s when things weren't quite as good as they are now, but listening to Max McGee, Jim Irwin call games in the barn, and thinking about dreaming about, man, is there some way someday I could get out there and play? And then as I was getting older, coming up here and doing this exact same thing that these kids are doing, waiting in line, trying to get a chance to meet a player or to talk to a player. And it's such a great tradition, and it's unlike any place else in the NFL that has this. So I think coming up to training camp and getting a chance and having this bike that American Family and the Packers have put together will give players a chance to not only talk to their fans, but the young kids will get an intimate chance to talk to their favorite player. So I want to thank everybody again for having me come up here. And again, you know, dreams are special, and to be able to live through a dream that I was able to come up here and not only be a part of this organization, but now come back in a media role and be a part of not only the American Family Dream Team, but also the Green Bay Packers. So I want to wish all the players and everyone the best of luck and having a great season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. And next to discuss our partnership in this experience is Eric Vandenhoogel. Eric is with the Boys and Girls Club here in Green Bay. Eric?
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning, everyone. The Boys and Girls Club of Greater Green Bay is absolutely thrilled to have this opportunity to partner with the Green Bay Packers and American Family Insurance. Part of our mission at the Boys and Girls Club is to provide unique experiences and opportunities for the youth in Greater Green Bay. And I can't think of any other greater unique experience than to give them the opportunity to meet their heroes and interact with them. Many of our students would never have, our members would have an opportunity to attend a Packer game, let alone get this up close and personal with their favorite players. And so this is really a special opportunity. The Green Bay Packers partner with us in many different roles, and this is just an example of their commitment to the youth and to this community in general. So we really appreciate that as well. Many of our members are in the middle of their summer learning programs, and so this is a great carrot to keep them motivated as they stay engaged with us throughout the summer and we get ready to go back to school. So I'd like to thank the Green Bay Packers again for giving us this opportunity, American Family Insurance for giving us this opportunity for the entire training camp, and I'd like to thank the youth, our members, who are able to get up bright and early and come out here and ride the bikes. So once again, thank you, everyone. The Boys and Girls Club is very grateful for these opportunities. Thank you.
Oh, thank you again, Eric. Where everyone's excited to have the Boys and Girls Club a part of it this year. All right, gentlemen.
How do you want us?
Dan and Mark Murphy on one scissors, and Eric and Mark on the other. Well, we'll just pose for a picture here first, gentlemen. Maybe look out there. right, scissors in position. And three, two, one. All right.